Pharmacy Nation. I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 479. In this episode, I'll discuss whether patients with antibiotic-impregnated bone cement should receive therapeutic drug monitoring. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode479. When orthopedic surgeons place bone cement in patients, they will often impregnate the cement with antibiotics such as vancomycin and tobramycin. This mixing process occurs in the OR. There are case reports of patients with such antibiotic-impregnated bone cement developing detectable serum levels of antibiotics and even adverse effects such as acute renal failure. The amount of antibiotics mixed in the cement can be highly variable, and in my experience, OR documentation is not always reliable as to what and how much was mixed. There are no guideline or consensus recommendations on monitoring antibiotic serum levels in patients who receive antibiotic-impregnated bone cement. Clinicians at the Department of Orthopedics, Emory University School of Medicine in Atlanta, Georgia, recommend obtaining a random level of the antibiotics used in the cement spacer on the first post-op day. This recommendation is based on their clinical experience of patients with detectable antibiotic levels and adverse events. A German orthopedic team has noted an apparent correlation in elderly between using antibiotics systemically that are also in the implanted bone cement, and they advise to avoid this practice in the elderly unless there are no other antibiotic options available. Until more data is available, it's reasonable to follow either or both of these practices in patients who receive antibiotic-impregnated bone cement. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.